Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you, here to introduce a best of show. Yes, due to, let's say, technical problems. Is that the lie I'm going with today? Technical problems? Okay. Technical problems. I will be playing a best of show today on Monday. Remember a few days ago when I was like, I don't like these people who say that Sunday is the start of the week. It's obviously Monday. Well, I would like to amend that. I want to change that to Tuesday. Tuesday's going to be the new start of the week. Please update your calendars accordingly. Obviously, you guys know the deal by now. When I miss a show during the week, I make up for it on the weekend, usually. That will be the plan this week as well. As for today's program, I thought it might be fun to take a look back and listen. See, I'm in no shape to be doing a show. I can't even form words. I thought it would be fun to go back and see what we were doing on this very day back in 2010. That's 21 years ago. No, my math off there. I'm very, very stupid. 11 years ago, which is still a long time ago. Good God. I've pissed my entire life away with you assholes. No wonder I needed a break today. Enjoy this classic edition of DV that has undoubtedly aged like fine wine. And I will see you back tomorrow with a brand new episode. I promise. No one has ever been burned by a Tim Henson promise. Ding!
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Believer Size, Exercising with Jesus.
In a crab walk position, push your abdomen into your spine, rounding your back, and bring your right knee to your chest. Bring it in, out, and kick, out, in, out, and kick, out. Bring it in, out, kick it up, keep going, you've got it. Tuck your chin, out, and kick, out, in, out, and work it. Now sit down and bring both knees to your chest. In, out, round your back, and in, out, push your abdomen down. Work it, in, out. All right, you got it. Now we're going to change sides and work our left leg. Here we go. Knee to chest. Ready? Here we go.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, March 15th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, are tree branches the new currency? If you're a meth addict, the answer is yes. Plus, a court-ordered visit to your kitty-touching father and an inhalant-huffing troll. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show, kicking off a brand new week of programs, and I've got a good one here for you. You may remember this clip.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
Hey, Timmy Boo. That was sent in by strip club DJ, who trolls around various live internet shows asking the hosts to say hello to me. And he found...
Madison, Wisconsin is up in this bitch.
Another group of... urban girls, and they kind of sing a Timmy Boo rap to me.
Madison, Wisconsin is up in this bitch. We got Timmy Boo. Boston is up in here. Please sing rap shout out distorted.com to Timmy Boo. Please sing rap shout out.
Why can they never get the web address right? Distorted.com. No.
Shout out distorted.com to Timmy Boo.
She's reading the screen. It obviously says distorted view. They just can't get it right.
In here. Please sing rap shout out distorted.com to Timmy Boo. Please sing rap shout out to distortedview.com. Timmy Boo representing you too.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you want me to say.
One of these days. Oh.
What it do? Timmy Boo.
Yes. Thank you very much, strip club DJ. TNB. Haley's Comet sent in a great video for us to watch. He writes in, a gum-chewing chick in a pink Lazy Town-style wig, girl from Lazy Town, gives lessons on how to beat up a man's testicles. All right. I'm not sure which is funnier, the sheer joy she takes in her task, the knowledge she demonstrates of the art, or the fact that the guy has a raging hard-on the entire time. He says that the chick is hot. I find her incredibly annoying. But here we go. Let's learn the skillful art of ball popping.
Hello, I'm Penny Blaine.
And I'm Brother Love. This is the first installment of Ball Busting with Brother Love.
At friends! Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Idiot.
Now, girls, in order to ball bust properly, your man is going to have to be fully nude. Now, the
first... She's sucking on her gum. Oh, it's so annoying.
Now, the first thing that we're going to do here... is what I like to call punching bag. Punching balls, if you may.
I wonder what that entails.
Now.
This sounds like an advanced concept. Slow down. Let's start with the basics here.
You're going to have to... I'll put that right there.
And she has put her gum on his leg.
You're going to have to start slow.
This is not very professionally done, I have to say.
Because some guys can't handle it. What I like to do is take the ball sack... firmly in my hands.
Okay.
You gotta get both balls in there. Brother Love has a very tight ball sack, so it's a little hard to grasp them. But once you get them in there, they're all yours, girls. They're all yours. And once you get the chance to bust them balls, better take it, girl, okay?
Girl.
So let's start like this. Little slap. Little slap.
Alright, doesn't seem too bad. I could get into that.
Some more slaps.
Oh.
I think we're doing okay. Now,
fun.
I like to take it in my left hand personally. This is what I commonly refer to as speed bag.
Oh. Oh, no. Now it's getting painful. Do not want.
Ball's not sufficiently busted yet. You can move on to the punch technique.
Is that like Dance Dance Revolution? You're like you're hopping on his balls. One step, two step, backwards, forwards.
Now you can't really get that much force here, but because it causes the balls to slam into each other, there's definitely a great amount of pain for the boy, so.
Yes. Eventually, she just wails on the balls.
Well, you can just punch it any damn way you please. You just count on those balls. Go to fucking town.
That's not really a technique, just, you know, punching the balls all willy-nilly.
Oh.
That's what I like to call the meat squisher. Oh. It's like one of those meat pallets.
Yeah, she's squeezing just one of the balls, you see.
Come here. Runaway ball. But you must not forget the other one. You gotta pay attention to both.
Right. So if you're going to go the meat grinder or meat pounder method, pay attention to both the balls. Don't forget the right one if you're focused on the left one.
Ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping.
Yeah, that's the name of the game, freaks.
One more good punch.
All right, one more set of ball punchings, and then we'll move on. Yeah, his penis really does remain mysteriously hard. Moving on now, I've got a very special Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. It's very rare when one of these awful artists hit the mainstream or go viral. Most Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees just sort of fade into obscurity after Distorted View. But this one is sort of catching on. You may have heard this already. It's a Russian guy singing, I don't know what the hell he's singing. Tra-la-la-la-lo, la-la-la-la-lo, la-la-la-la-lo. Here we go. So far, right? Yo, 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 yo is not a word in Russian, is it?
music that plays in my head all day. It's kind of creepy. Again, there are no words to this song, apparently. He's just singing the universal language of love. I'll put a link on the show notes today so you can get the full effect with this guy, walking around, singing la la la. This would actually make a great test of patience. You'll be hearing it again on Distorted View real soon. Ding! Now, I've got an interesting video. We've talked about baiting your cock, gooning, all that sort of good stuff. Have you ever heard of goon pissing? I'm guessing probably not, but I've got an interesting video. This is from a guy named Sweaty Cum. Cum with a K, because, you know, it's cute and playful. Anyways, I think this guy, in addition to being a baiter and into piss, I think he's deaf. Take a listen.
I got a fucking piss. No, but I'm a dope ball. Yeah.
What?
Ooh.
What? I got fucking pissed.
Got fucking pissed.
Okay, wait. Let's start this over here because at first he sounds.
I got fucking pissed.
No. Sounds retarded.
Yeah.
All right. Now he's drinking something, some beer or wine or something. I don't know what the hell that is. Some sort of beer.
Yeah. In your pet. Motherfucker.
Now he's spitting all over himself. Here we go. It's time for the main event. He's gonna piss in a pot. He's got like that creamer comes in at restaurants. I don't know, maybe that's the only thing he has handy. I don't know. He's jerking off into it. And I think he's gonna let some piss go.
Oh yeah, here come. Oh yeah.
Here come.
Yeah, I'll pick that. Yeah.
Jesus. Quite a flow you got there. Nice stream. It's a healthy stream. Now what is he gonna do with it?
Fucking another drink. Yeah.
Take another drink of his beer.
Yeah, gonna piss more. That's a good dog.
Piss some more. He's gonna piss some more now.
He has filled that whole container up. I can see. He really had to go.
Still coming. Damn, there we go. Fuck yeah.
I think in his special Nell, Tay, and the Wan type of language, he was saying, damn, that was good. Fuck yeah.
Damn, there we go. Fuck yeah.
I speak retarded. It's just one of my many gifts. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you freaks have some funny audio or video, send it along to me, show@distortedview.com. Always looking for good stuff to play for you. And don't forget, if you are not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It is Distorted View's member site. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do bonus episodes, extended shows, video cast, exclusive content. This past weekend I did a bonus episode. Corey was back with Butt Fudge Sunday. Again, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, someone tried to send this story along to me, but he did it through Facebook and then didn't put the right links, information. So I don't know who sent this to me. I had to click out of it and search for it myself. But the story comes from Indiana. William E. Billy Clay Jr. That's a lot of redneck names going on there. Too many. Apparently has an unquenchable appetite for carburetor cleaner. Why would anyone huff that?
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Oh, okay. Didn't take long for me to whip out the Allison clip, did it? The 30-year-old Randolph County man, listed in court documents as living in recent years under a bridge and at a campsite in the Lynn Municipal Dump. He's living the life, man.
It's like I'm living under a bridge.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
It's like I'm sleeping under trash at a dump site.
Yes. He was most recently arrested this week after an acquaintance complained that Clay was huffing in his apartment's bathroom. Winchester police reported finding Clay inhaling fumes from one of his socks, which he had filled with carburetor cleaner. A probable cause affidavit. I don't think I've ever smelled carburetor cleaner. I love the VCR head cleaner. And I did get high using that air duster stuff by accident. I could very easily be an inhalant freak for the right reasons. Because I don't want to get high. I enjoy the smell. I really do. I love gasoline. Sure, why not? Rubber cement. Oh, nothing better. If someone could just make those non-toxic, I'd be happy. All right, it marks at least the fifth time Clay has been arrested in Randolph County since 2000 for inhaling carburetor cleaner. The resulting criminal charge, until recently defined under state law as glue sniffing, regardless of the substance involved, is now known as inhaling toxic vapors, a Class B misdemeanor, carrying a maximum of 180 days in jail. Carburetor cleaner contains toluene or something. The inhalation of which can cause intoxicating effects. It's also been reported to cause neurological and other health-related problems, and in extreme cases, death. Still, that sounds like a better option than living in a dump site. Poor guy. I wonder what caused him to get kicked out. He got evicted from living under a bridge and then had to... I mean, that's not bad enough, living under a bridge. He had to then move to a dump site. Poor guy. I'd be huffing, too, if I were him. Yes, a sixth arrest last November also stemmed from Clay's alleged huffing. In that still pending case, he is charged with battery, accused of knocking down a female friend who was trying to keep a can of carburetor cleaner away from him. A trial in that case is set for June 18th in Randall Superior Court. An initial hearing in Clay's latest criminal case is set for 1 p.m. on Monday, so a little bit later today. I'll be there covering the whole thing. He was being held Thursday in the Randolph County Jail under a $1,000 bond. So there you go. I mean, you know, trolls live under bridges, and they don't get evicted. What the hell was this guy doing? You gotta move to the slums of the dump site. All right, second story we have for you today. This one is very short, but highly entertaining. It comes from Oklahoma City. A man who said he had the last tree in the universe. All right, despite the fact if you look out the window, you could probably see a shit ton of trees out there. A man who said he had the last tree in the universe is now facing destruction of property and drug charges. Should come as a surprise to no one that drugs were involved there. Oklahoma County deputy said Rondell Bailey walked into the downtown jail with a stick, and he offered it as payment for crashing his truck in a nearby parking lot. So the question is, do you think Cracky over here knew that this really wasn't the last tree in the universe, but he was going to pull a fast one on police officers? Or do you think, in his drug-addled mind, that he really did have the last tree, something very valuable, and he was going to, you know, use that as you would kind of like a gold bar or something? It's much more valuable than paper money. Who knows what's going on in the mushy, methy mind of Rondell Bailey? All right, he claims it was the last tree in the universe, and he wanted to give it to the jail so that any possible charges against him, you know, for crashing his truck in the parking lot, would be dropped. Deputies politely informed him that a stick could not be accepted as payment. Deputy said Bailey then went outside, grabbed a brick from a nearby retaining wall, and promptly threw it through a jail window. He was then immediately arrested. The police knew he was on drugs. I mean,
He tried to pay with bark. That's not something, typically that a sane person would be doing. So, you know, I blame the police. They should have arrested him when he tried paying with a stick. And then the dude got angry. He must have really felt this was a magical branch. So he threw a brick into the jail. Deputies said they searched his truck and found a white powder that they suspected was, say it with me, meth.
One more hit, no time to waste on meth.
Have any of you freaks ever experimented with meth? If so, please email me. Let me know if this is normal behavior for a meth addict.
Or is this just another case of the government trying to make drugs seem like they're worse than they really are?
For the record, I'm, of course, pro-crystal meth. Any drug that lists Drano as one of its ingredients is A-OK by me. All right, final story we have for you today. This is, I believe, a case of failed logic. See if you follow me here. A court has ordered two young girls,
very young, very tender, little buds growing on their chest, bald pussy,
that type of young. A court has ordered two young girls to spend weekends with their sex offender father, red flag, red flag, provided he puts a door on their bedroom that they can lock. So if daddy tries to touch them, and he will, the girls can just run upstairs and lock their door. Yeah. Judge Robert Benjamin, until, you know, you realize that the father is probably like 250 pounds and the girls are like 70. It doesn't take a lot to overpower young girls, physically. I know. All right, Judge Robert Benjamin in the family court's Hobart branch ruled that the girls, apparently this happened in the UK, ruled that the girls need some, need some protection from their father, particularly at night. You shouldn't need any protection, day or night, it's your father. However, the risk of sexual abuse was diminished when they're awake and alert. Apparently, he's like a vampire molester. He'll only strike when the sun is down. Judge Benjamin said that the father, who was convicted of downloading child porn, must have an adult friend stay with him when the girl stayed overnight. He added that until the youngest girl turned 14, the girls must share the same room so they can have the mutual support of one another. And it will make it easier for the father. Molest two birds with one hand. A family court counselor said the girls, age 10 and 8, are at an age and maturity when awake, dressed, and together, it would be unlikely that the father would act inappropriately towards them. Do you have any sort of facts or research to support this cockamamie theory? The family court counselor went on to say, however, at night, when they are asleep or partly asleep and not aware of each other's whereabouts, they would be less secure. The case has outraged women's groups, I agree for once, who say it puts the girls at risk to satisfy the father's desire to see them. The eldest girl has told counselors that she was afraid to stay overnight with her father.
Don't make me stay with that man! He touches me.
The father was convicted into... No, you must. We'll put a lock on your door, honey. The father was convicted in 2007 of three child porn offenses, including filming images of child porn on his computer. He also created links and shortcuts to child porn sites, you know, for easy access. In sentencing the man for the offenses, a judge in Tasmania said... Tasmanian devil. Yes, a judge in Tasmania, I'm fucking retarded, said he was far from convinced he posed no risk to children and put his name on the sex offender register for 5 years. His wife left him and has since been fighting to restrict his access to their two daughters. Sorry, lady, mission failed. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, speak to me, Freaky Diggas.
Hey, Tim. Spencer from Virginia here.
Hey, Spencer.
Just as I've been noticing in some of the podcasts, and I'm kind of behind, but there seems to be, like, some kind of bells going off. I hear with my headphones. Are you, like, you know...
No, they're my... hopefully you haven't noticed them in the last few days or week or so. They were my my dogs.
Playing with some kind of toy or something, or maybe... I think it's a dog.
Yeah, it's the dog. Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times I'm so used to hearing that rattle, I don't notice it when I'm starting to record my show. And when I start to record the show, the dogs will be laying down, not making any noise, and then throughout, you know, the program, they start playing. And so now what I do is I take off their collars when I start recording. So hopefully that won't bug you guys anymore.
Tim, Bernie TV Cat here, and I just saw a commercial for this show that's coming out on Animal Planet. It's called Fatal Attractions, and it's about people who have, like...
dangerous animals as pets?
Like, animals like monkeys.
Yes!
Like, gigantic lizards for pets, and they get...
He's
eaten.
Ripping my friend's face off! You gotta come with guns and shoot him!
Live, or, like, their balls are off, and now they're, like...
My chimp!
...in a hospital...
What?
Somewhere,
chimp.
Like, just no face, like that woman who got her face eaten
off
by
mauled.
A monkey.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Maybe I'll live blog during that event, too.
Hey, Timmy, it's Sideshow member Greg from Austin here.
Hi,
I was listening
Greg.
To the March 9th extended portion of the show, and you played a music video, that USA We Stand As One video.
Yeah.
And I sent you a link to this a while back. I guess you never read it, but...
Probably not.
On Cracked.com, one of their writers, a guy named Michael Slame, does a video every so often. And he did this one video called, you can Google this, and it's the first thing that comes up. It's like the 6 worst professional music videos on the web. And one of the songs that he features in that video was USA We Stand As One song. And there are some other really fucking awesome, or I guess awful
awesomely
in this
bad.
Case, songs. On that video that you should go check out if you haven't seen
it. Yeah, I'll have to do that. Someone over there at crack.com compiled that. All right, give credit where credit is due.
Wake up, bitch! Hey, Timmy, it's the turd of shit calling in.
Hi, turd
I just
shit.
Had a sighting, and I wanted to report. I was driving home from work, and I saw a little Dodge Neon speed by me. It had these weird, like, decals over the taillights, the brake lights, that made them look like grenades.
Okay.
And it was all tinted out, and it had, like, a big old muffler on the back, so it was kind of roaring for a little tiny car. And then I looked down at the license plate, and it was a Nevada license plate, and it read Goonin. G-O-O-N-I-N. And I can only imagine that dude was in there pulling his shit in his little tiny tinted out neon.
Goonin. Apparently gooning is a lot popular than we originally thought. It's quickly becoming America's favorite pastime.
It's Murphy. I'm.
What?
If I'm a little quiet, I'm sorry about that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just it's late at night. I'm trying not to wake up other people in my household.
All right. I'll give you a free pass this time.
But I felt like I should tell you that I'm watching South Park, and yes, it happens to be the episode with the wing on it.
Yes.
I'm not saying, hey, Tim, guess what?
It's been, what, 3, 4, 5 years now?
Hey, Tim. Andrew, underage listener from Texas.
Hi. Andrew.
So, I was at my high school on Friday, and, you know, we're doing Culture Day in our language class because it's the last
Culture day
before day. Spring break. And I'm sitting there, and I'm wondering, hey, what classes do I want to go to today for it? And I see, hey, the American Sign Language, they've got a deaf speaker. That might be kind of interesting. So I go in there, and the special speaker guy is up front. And,
was he
you know,
pissing in a pot? I think I know exactly who this guy was.
He's just kind of standing there. And I go to the back, and our American Sign Language teacher's in the back, with back there, too. And I sit down, and he starts this whole thing. He's doing the whole thing, doing sign language with it. And the American Sign Language teacher is translating everything he's saying. Because when he would sign, he would talk. But his words sounded like this.
Yes.
And I didn't expect that to happen.
Yeah, if he's signing, it means he can't really talk, so it's not his strongest skill.
Talk, but his words
can do, dude.
Sounded like this.
Okay.
And I didn't expect that to happen. I came in there and I expected a guy to talk to us. I didn't expect someone to at us. So, let's just say I almost burst into laughter. And I bet you he could tell that I suddenly, right after we started talking, had to hold my breath and just stare directly
you're
forward.
Horrible.
Didn't talk to anyone. I didn't say anything.
I'd probably do the same thing.
Hey, Tim, what's up? It's Dave here in Italy. I'm actually in the UK doing work right now. But I just wanted to say something about fucking chat roulette. There was someone who went to my university last year who did her final photography master's degree project on taking photos of people on chat roulette, and it would just stop at people wanking it and sucking their own cocks and all that.
That'd be a good plug. That's a good
idea.
The
professors and a lot of the fucking posh-ass London art community thought that was brilliant.
Oh, I think it
they
is, too.
They're just fucking retards.
Oh.
Each and every one of them.
Come on, taking screenshots of people masturbating and putting it into some sort of, like, massive chat roulette collage. That's cool.
Hey, Tim, it's me, Alex Shear. I'm in Pittsburgh. I'm actually going to be going to an anime convention. I know, I'm a tard like that. I'm going there, and hopefully, if they are doing karaoke still, or if they're doing these retarded skits and they're singing,
yes,
I might be able to get you some Lynn Finko Hall of Famer.
Oh, yes, videotape or audio record them, please.
Timothy, you're going to get Jeff Goldblum raped. Henson, how the fuck are you, sir? It's Zach from Florida. Just calling in response to your wonderful question about, if I had a gun to my head, would I fuck a chick with a dick, or would I fuck a gay guy?
Yes, I don't know if I asked that question on Friday's program, or if it was during the Sideshow Exclusive show when I was talking about my great idea for a reality show called Temptation Tranny. But then I asked you guys, what would you choose? Like, gun to your head. Who would you have sex with if you had to have sex with one? A gay guy, right? A guy, or a tranny? Now, you may say a tranny because, you know, you got the booze, but then you're dealing with a woman who also has a dick, and that may be more creepier than dealing with a normal guy.
Well, personally, being the heterosexual male thought process, I'm going to go with the thing that at least resembles a female.
You can at least play with her titties, her breasts.
Because really, if it's a gay guy, then, you know, you can't really just close your eyes and think about your fucking dad, because then if you squint the slightest bit, then you're going to realize, hey, I'm fucking a guy.
Right.
It's just not going to work. But at least if it's a tranny, then, you know, you can tuck her balls in her shaft, like, front ways and bend her over, and then she at least slightly resembles a female.
I mean, you'll still have to, you're still going to be dealing with dick and nuts. But at least, you know, the face might be a little more appealing
to you. Or, you know, at least a very ugly woman.
It's just weird. I would just think, like, you know, there's not a lot of trannies out there compared to normal men and women. So it might be a little weird, you know what I mean?
Timothy, you gonna get Jeff Goldblum raped.
Hey, Tim, it's Raquel from Texas.
Hi,
three things. Number one, Lifetime, where's my t-shirt? Number two.
Yes, they're coming, I swear.
I just found out that I'm a squirter. I didn't even realize this before.
Wait a second. You can't call in and say, I just found out I'm a squirter, and not give me the whole story.
Squirter. I didn't even realize this before.
Good girl.
And number three, Sextastic Tuesdays probably need to go away. I fast forward through most of them, too. They don't make me vomit, but
there's not entertaining.
They don't make me come either, so.
They don't make you squirt. Okay. Well, we'll try Sextastic Tuesday this week. If it doesn't work, then maybe it'll go on hiatus for a while.
Hey, Jimmy, Spiral Swinebanger here. Hey, you're talking about the transvestites, which bathroom do they use? I'm curious, Tim, have you ever had to take a shit on a toilet that has no stall walls? It's tough, man. When I was in the fire camp in Northern California back when I was a kid, there's like 30 toilets in a row, but no stalls.
Ugh, that's the worst.
So if you had to take a shit, you just found an empty seat and sat down.
Oh.
I'll tell you, man, it takes a little while to get used to.
No, I've never had to deal with that situation before, thank God. All right, guys, thank you, everyone, for the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Timmy Boo, what it do? Timmy Boo.
Subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to rate us and review us, all that good stuff. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the program. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, bye, everybody.
the wallet. I need the fucking wallet, all right? You need to come back in here and get the $10 and the beanie, okay? I don't need you walking around with the wallet today. You don't need to carry that today. Goodbye.